This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, here we go. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on a special Friday edition. Why is it special? Because I'm not really here.
Well, I am, but I'm not. I'm traveling to San Antonio for the Advanced Medicine Conference. And soaring on the wings of the Southern Bell Medium, my good friend Tamara Calder Richardson. We had her on, I don't know how many years ago now. Tamara's been on the show, and we have had so much fun with her. She's not only the Southern charm that I love so much, growing up in the Deep South for 30 years or so, but she actually can talk about not only NDEs, near-death experiences, but STEs. We learned about that recently, spiritually transformative experiences. She's got some great websites. She's got a book. She's doing a podcast show as well. Seeking Heaven. If anybody's seeking heaven, hey, it sounds like a good thing to seek. But we're going to seek heaven on earth while we are here today for the first hour of the broadcast. And Super Don's going to put together a second hour as well. Tamara, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here and so happy to see you. You're doing a jamming job. You're doing fantastic.
I like that. I like the alliteration. I'm doing a jamming job, Super Don. Put that in your hat there. Awesome. Look at all those incredible colors you got around you, too, as well. Is this a? I always remember when we met, like, at the conference, the IANS conference.
Like 7 years ago. Yeah.
Isn't that long already? Wow. Just incredible. Yeah. But, yeah, you were always dressing fun and colorful and everything like that. It's just your personality as well.
Yeah, it's true. And you were there, you were doing your show there, and you made me laugh. Oh my gosh, your NDE and you, and I was like, oh, this is a character. Who is this person?
That was something else. Maybe I should revisit it, or you can tell my story if you remember. It's more funny when you say it, perhaps. But I often talk about my experience and how it impacted, you know, my life, how I look at life differently because of that experience. And I think of the near-death experiences, I like the transformation, talking to our good friend Ann Archer Butcher, of spiritually transformative experiences, and there's a group that you're going to be working with, and there's also a big upcoming online free event, which we have linked in the show notes as well. Because I, you know, some people go, you know what, that sounds pretty cool, Tamara, you had NDEs, a bunch of them. I don't know if I want one. It's a little scary, right? And I'm like, okay. How about an STE that doesn't require an NDE, right? And that's interesting. I'm asking you that because you've had a lot of the NDEs too, but you know what I mean.
Well, you know, to me, it's not scary. You know, the near-death experience, this is the way I look at it. If we live long enough, something is most likely, we're probably not going to be here, and boom, we're gone, right? So we're going to have some spiritual experiences in between. We might want to classify them as near-death, like, oh, you know, they were trying to revive me on the table. It was no big deal. I came back. There I was. You know, or it could be a spiritually transformative experience where you're in your room and you're saying prayers and an angel shows up. You're like, wow. Mm-hmm. It could be many things. People that have had loved ones that have crossed over or that had just recently passed, and then they are missing them and they wake up and they're in this glowy, either in an orb and this glowy thing in front of them. Well, that would change someone as a spiritually transformative experience. So near-death experiences can be spiritually transformative experiences as well. So can out-of-body, astral travel, seeing angels, seeing ghosts. I mean, some people, they don't look for this. They're not ghost hunters. They go on a historical tour and they see something and they're like, didn't expect that. I've seen last year two UFOs. That's a spiritually transformed experience. And I mean, like a fleet of them and a mothership in my backyard. That would qualify. So,
Tamara, a lot of times, you know, when I talk about the UFO phenomenon, of course, it's like, all right, how do you travel, you know, light years or millions of light years in terms of spans of time, even at the speed of light? And I think in terms of if it's feasible for something from another planet to show up here, there's got to be something more like a technological stargate. Plus the fact that if you have a corporeal physical body, the gamma or what they call the cosmic radiation is so intense without the atmosphere protecting this physical shell we inhabit while we're here, that it wouldn't survive the trip. You know, we don't have shielding. I've talked to NASA astronauts about this. We don't have the shielding to protect us to even get to the moon, ironically, and that's a whole part of sordid tales of the past, right? The Van Allen radiation belts. But spiritually, that radiation doesn't harm us, but physically, the shell that we live in while we're here in habit, that's a different story. So I think of these things as almost extra or supraphysical, right, on another vibrational plane of existence, perhaps.
They have to be, absolutely. Well, for example, 2 years ago, I created – what was it? August 2020, per the request of Jesus, he said, I want you to create this channel. He told me, you know, where it was, YouTube. And then he said, all different topics, all different things. He said, mysteries, so and forth. And I said, why? He said, well, I want to pull people together and it would be entertaining. I said, Bigfoot? He goes, sure, him too. So I had these UFO guests. There's one guy, Preston Denton, he's written like 28 books on UFOs. So I'm telling him in between our take, I go, you know, I've been having these dreams for, I guess, you know, a couple of years. And I described it. He started laughing. I went, oh, God, they're not dreams, are they? He goes, no. I've been on the ship. I've been on the mothership. And I found out that I've been actually channeling Astor of the Commander of the Galactic Federation. So, obviously, I wasn't abducted. It was an astral travel.
Right. An experience on a different, a vibrational plane of existence.
Now, right, Tamara, it was very vivid.
This topic is already going so far fascinating, off the rails in a good way. I love it.
okay.
But I'm hearing some of my audience, like, this is, you know, I'm sensitive to the audience. You know, you're sensitive.
Yeah, sure.
Like, some of our listeners, very deeply devout Christian Christ followers, and they're going, they're offended. I can hear it. I can feel it. It's like, well, I'm going to ask this question. It's like, you consider yourself a Christ-centered person, Christian-oriented, with all of your experiences, and talking with Christ and Christ apparently talking to you.
Yes.
Isn't it part of the teaching to connect with Christ? Isn't that a good thing? Shouldn't people be going, hey, this is great, rather than go, oh, this woman's just out of her mind crazy talking to Jesus? Like, I thought everybody's supposed to be talking to Jesus. No?
Well, here's the thing. Jesus loves everybody, whether you're Christian, not Christian, whatever. He loves everybody. And I did see him in my near-death experience. It was amazing. I was in a coma 3 days because my lungs collapsed. I actually was dead on arrival 15 minutes and dead on and off 2 hours and declared dead, sheet over me, all of that. And then they saw a breath. My lungs were barely operating, put me, you know, in a tent, and I spent 3 days with him. And he taught me many things. And then I saw him again on Earth going to a concert during the day. He was solid. It was amazing. Going to a Hall and Oates concert. So I adore him. But the way I look at Jesus is this. He is so much more. Yes, is he the one in the Bible? Well, sure he is. But he's a lot more than that. He's in charge of Earth, but all the universes. And there's more solar systems, more things. And matter of fact, when I have astral traveled and been there, he's there too. He knows what's going on. He knows everything. They're still part of God's creatures. Sure, so is Bigfoot. We just don't understand it. That's all. He's just bigger than we know.
Yeah, okay.
He can handle it.
I think trying to perceive the universe from our own limited consciousness is a challenge, right? And
that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
we have perceptions, and we place limitations on God and Christ that I don't think exist, except our belief system limits them, not our perception of them. Let me just say it that way. And also, I think God is so extraordinarily big per se, and I don't mean in size, but in all of these ways, that if somebody of a different faith is trying to connect with spirit, they might not respond to the image of Christ because they're not trained to look in that way. Is it possible that God can work with whatever imagery that a person needs to be opened up to the love and guidance of God?
I absolutely believe so. But I also have heard, you know, people that have been different religions and so forth, and that are atheists, and they also see him. I do believe personally this is me. I think there's an order to things. And that was pretty clear when I was in the heavenly realm, which it was beautiful. I was in the surgery room float going around different places. And then next thing you know, a man's holding my hand. And I was in this pasture. It was beautiful. It was like paradise. And he was smiling, but he was like radiating light. And I said, "You're that man I talked to." I knew who he was, even though I was 5 years old. I still knew. And he thought that was funny, and he laughed. He's very down to earth. He has a great sense of humor. He has beautiful teeth. He's extremely handsome. And, of course, he would be. Why would he, you know, pick an unattractive body? And so when he said, I had to go back. And he said, but he told me a few things first. He said, I want to give you something. And I said, what? And a toy, and he thought that was funny too. And he goes, no. And he took something off of his sash. It looked like a straw woven belt. And he handed me a part of it. It was like a little bracelet. He wrapped it around. It was very, you know, it wasn't very fancy, around my wrist. And he says, I wrap you around my love, protection, and wisdom. Much is given and much you'll give. And through the small things, the big things will be accomplished. And through the big things, the small things would, be done. And so, and you know, that really says a lot about life. And then he told me that I had to go back, and he told me that I had to show love to my mom. Mm-hmm. And I said, she'd be okay. And, she'd be fine. And he goes, no, you need to. So I finally convinced him to stay some, and we walked. And as we walked, it was so pretty. The colors were beautiful. Seem like more colors that we can
receive NDE,
here.
Right? My experience in this beautiful meadow, more real than here.
Yeah.
So gorgeous. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you were you instantly went to this place, and I saw children playing. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, well, they're here. They were on a, what is it? Those things that turn
merry-go-round?
Around. You turn on merry-go-round kind of things. Mm-hmm. You turn. And I said, well, they're here. Can I stay here? And he said, no, but you can walk with me for a while. So when we walked, every blade of grass, the clouds, everything followed him. Mm-hmm. And he had really pretty feet, and everything followed him. He had on a white robe, and it was like a brown sash. Mm-hmm. I believe
By the way, did he speak casual. Did he speak with you in Hebrew, Aramaic, or Southern English?
Well, it was telepathy. So he spoke to me telepathy, and I knew everything. However, he's come to me like in prayer when I prayed before, and just telling him I love him, and just in a meditative state where I'm just in the state of gratitude. I have spoken Aramaic before. It's really cool, but I was just kind of in this ecstasy, and I recorded it.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So, I did have it up. I had to take it down because someone actually interpreted it, and it was like parts of the Bible. And then I had a stalker, and so I'm like, okay, I just got to take this down. This is getting weird. But the thing is, no, he talks, he knows every language. He just telepathy, and it's just like, you know, with spirit people, they talk to you by intention, you know, because we are, you know, our intentions through telepathy. And he walked around. He said, we can sit over here. And we sat by on a rock in front of a big tree. And he says, we don't eat from this tree. And I'm like, okay. You know, I wasn't thinking about eating from it. Mm-hmm. And he said I could ask him whatever I wanted to. And I asked him kind of just trivial things like it was science class. Like, how does electricity work? And instantly had a download. He showed me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, I was kind of. It just seems so unimportant being there. And right. So he said, well, let me tell you some things. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm five, you know, I'm inquisitive. And so that hasn't really changed. And so he said, I want to talk about how you create things and how we do it here. I'm like, okay. He said you need to be mindful of what you say because you manifest it, mm-hmm. you make it happen in the world. So you need to make sure it's positive and what you want. I said, okay. He said, but we do it here, but we do it instantly. I said, really? Can I do it? And he goes, yeah. And then I visualized a little boat, and then we were in a little boat and on a water. And then the little fishies came up, and he picked one up and he said, hey, to it and put it down. He said, that's how we fish here. But he told me a lot of things, and he still talks to me. He's very real. He knows everything he's told me. Okay, I'll watch your show. I know your topics. And he's told me a lot of this stuff before it's happened.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what's going on.
Yeah, well, I think that next time you ask him about election integrity, see what he says. But maybe he's not interested in a lot of politics.
You know what he said? Men lie to you. He said, trust me, I won't lie to you.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And also, I don't believe he'll ask you to harm another either. And that's another thing that some people will say. I think psychic lawyer guy, Mark Anthony, said that. You know, I always ask about, well, what's the litmus? Because a lot of people say, well, these are displaced evil spirits trying to trick you, right? That's, you hear that a lot. It's like, how do you know? And besides the NDEs that opened you up to your experiences in this lifetime, I don't think a lot of people know that there is actually hardcore detailed type training for mediumship, the kind of thing that you do. And maybe you can relate a little bit about that, because, you know, we talk about schooling and homeopathy and naturopathy and all that, but there's all kinds of schools out there, right?
It's true. I love all that. Well, it's funny. I was traditionally trained in advertising and commercial art and marketing, but as I got older, I was successful, and then all of a sudden, it's like God called me into service. And so for about 14 years, I was kind of in prayer. I was kind of, you know, it wasn't a good time, let's put it that way, during that period. And I was getting information. I was looking at the news. I was going, why do we hurt each other and whatever? And I started getting this download from God. And then Christ showed up to explain it, because apparently I didn't understand it all. And he said, it's time for you to use your gifts. And I'm like, no, I don't want to be seen as a charlatan. He said, well, then you won't be. And I haven't. And so I said, all right. So I signed up for at the Omega Institute in New York, and I took a course with John Holland and Janet Opak in mediumship, about 65 mediums. And I was like, I can't believe I'm doing this, you know, but I think I'm better than everybody else. But, you know, if I don't, I'll just go home. I don't care. And so I said, this whole thing's ridiculous. I kept getting signs all weekend, including someone in the plane wearing a shirt in the back saying, I speak to spirits. I'm like, I even made a comment about his t-shirt. He didn't know what he was talking about. But I've always seen since three spirit people. I've also seen angels and demons. I've done it. They're real. And a lot of people are possessed these days. That sounds just awful. I could go into something else, but I've done about 18 or 19 deliverances. They're horrible. I don't like them. I don't like doing them. I don't enjoy that. I'd rather do more beautiful things and, you know, share love from a loved one or a message from, you know, Jesus or other religious figures. But I did do that, and I did really well. Got on stage, did really well. Rocked it. Everybody's like, wow, it was great. How long have you been doing this up until tonight?
Yeah.
So then I went, and for the next 8 years, I trained with Tony Stockwell, who's a well-known medium in the UK, and extensively did that, as well as certified and trained with Lisa Williams. So they're both stage mediums. And then I do the stage thing. I really love it, the Southern Women's Show, and I'll, you know, to be at a convention, and I'll have 35,000 people on a weekend, and I do three shows a day. But I just meet the nicest people. I do healings at my booth. People like, Tamara, this is like a revival. And they let me do it. They're like, meet the nicest people. Mm-hmm. So, God, Tamara, working through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So God working through you in this way, that's unique to you. Everybody's an individual, and we have gifts and strengths and weaknesses and talents that we can even enhance.
Robert Scott Nelson. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA News Update. Israeli warplanes launched airstrikes along the Lebanese border yesterday, while the militant group Hezbollah attacked several Israeli army posts, including one hit by two large rockets. One Hezbollah leader even going so far as to threaten the United States, calling the U.S. the Great Satan.
It is the United States directing the war in Gaza. It must pay the price.
Syed Hassan Nasrallah also threatened further escalation in Gaza, siding with Hamas, saying they're prepared for all options and can resort to them at any given time. Eric Trump testified last week in his father's civil fraud trial, passionately defending his family.
We haven't done a damn thing wrong, and they dragged Don and I into it as collateral damage.
Ivanka Trump requested to be excused from testifying, saying it was in the middle of a school week, and as a mom, it would cause her undue hardship. Her appeal was dismissed, and she will take the stand on November 8th. Former President Trump is expected to take the witness stand as the trial resumes tomorrow in Manhattan. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What do you perceive? And maybe it's different for everybody, and maybe that's the easy way to look at it. But, you know, the things that you're doing, in addition to, yes, you're entertaining and engaging and warm and all of that. But if you're talking about a mission, is it to, you know, wake people up to their spiritual experiences and help connect them to them? Or, you know, is there something that's a theme for you? Or does it just, you're all over the place with this talent?
I do a lot. You know, and it's funny, I don't even tell people everything that I can do because I don't think they can have it. So I want to be a real person and approachable. But I did finish the training because I believe whatever you do, if you're a plumber, be the best plumber, you know, whatever it is. So, it, you know, of course, it went extremely, extremely well. And so now I think part of it is to show these gifts running through me, and I give God all the credit. and to, so people can see this. I think this is our natural innate ability, and not to have fear but love, and to let them know evidentially, get the evidence that there's no way that I would know. Like, you put this in the pocket of the person when they pass, they're walking with Christ, and they said blah, blah, blah. They said that? No one knows that. So it's to let people know that life is continuous, that we all are important, that your life matters, that God and Christ sees all of everything that's going on. He doesn't miss a beat. He's got our back. Let me just tell you what. And it's a big operation in heaven. There's a lot of religions. I have other ones come through when I read other people, like from India, because of course they would all go there. Wouldn't that be fun? All the rabbis and Jesus, a rabbi, and then all the different Hindu and the Buddha people, you know, they're all talking, you know, of course they're on team God, but to let people know that this life is worth living, and it is about the love, and that life continues on, but people have lost hope. And it's the way that I believe the way God works through people is through people. And so by me being a role model of being shamelessly upfront, like, hey, look, I know I look normal, but I'm a little stranger than I look. But, you know, I feel like I'm normal. I love God with all my heart. I love people. I'm constantly doing charity and helping, more charity work and helping. I love family. I very much so a constitutionalist, love this country, and I'm very, you know, very conservative in a lot of ways, and I just think it has to do with common sense and having integrity and love and valor, things that your grandparents, your great-grandparents taught you, valor, integrity, being kind to others, all these things are things that are I live by.
But so many have abandoned that. I've talked about on my show, just yesterday's show, talking about the spiritual vacuum. You know, we see horrific events like these shootings where kids are taken out before they even had a chance. Also, you know, a question comes to mind, Tamara, how do you maintain that balance and that connection to not be deceived? Because as you acknowledge, there are spirits, demons that would like to come in and kind of trick you, right? And what is it that allows you to navigate that, and can others learn that so they don't succumb to the possession concept of doing horrible things?
Okay, so do you want me to be straight with you on this?
Always.
Maybe for real, for real? Okay.
Please,
I'm going to give it to you real.
Okay.
All right. I tell people, if you cling close to God, you know, maybe they don't connect to Christ, but let's just stick with God, okay? If you stick with that, and generally it's your tradition, most people stick kind of hover the traditional religion they grew up with. If you stick with that, and I'll always say for me, I bring Christ along. If you get into yoga and get something weird, he'll let you know. But you need to stay connected. You need to keep connected to your high, you know, your higher self, your God, you know, the holy angels and all that. Yeah. You're going to be fine. But let me tell you what I find. People do crazy stuff. Grown people, like one fella, for example, I looked at him. I said, "You got these little scrubbing bubbles spiritually all over." He goes, "You can see it." I went, "Yeah, what are those?" And finally, I said, "You need an exorcism. This is horrible." And then he said, "I said, what are you doing?" And he said, "Well, I've got these little metal balls that I'm catching spirits in them." I said, "Well, how many little metal balls do you have?" He said, 150. What kind of weird? Who would think
of
that?
Why
would you do that? Another person. They were pulling something out of a mirror. Why are you doing this? You know, if you're bored, take a Pilates class, you know, start running, do gardening. I mean, you know, I'm just telling you, people do this. They get themselves into this. And I can also, I was born with the ability of discernment. And I think that's a gift. I can also speak in different tongues and so forth, but in different languages that I don't know, but the other person knows. But I have seen them as a kid. That's part of what I'm going to talk about. In the spiritual community, they don't like to talk about these things. And even in the Christian community, they'll turn their nose up to it. But you need to know who your enemy is. And they like to stay hidden. And I can see that on people. And they know that I can see it. I can see what I can look at a photograph and tell you the history of the house and what's in it. And it is not fun. But it really hurts me when it's children involved, and you know, a child shouldn't have to go through something like that.
No.
But a lot of people bring it on is what I'm saying. Like, there's people that do satanic stuff that they, you know, where Christians take on the Holy Spirit, they take on the unholy spirit. Jesus told me they have a different book and a different ending. I said, well, that's just horrible. And I said, well, they're wrong. God wins. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, that's just what they have. I'm just telling you.
Yeah. Tamara, the experiences you've had, I mean, look, you're bubbly into life. Speaking of the good kind of bubbles, not the ones that trap spirits, right? That guy was doing. That's weird stuff.
It's craziness, yeah.
But, you know, I think of the flow of love. I call it divine love, right? It's unconditional, right? Loves us without end, without fail. We tend to have a viewpoint of ourselves that is less than that many times because of experiences we've had, our beliefs we've adopted due to whether it be parents that put beliefs on our heads unbeknownst to them because of their patterns and things or otherwise. And we struggle, I think, as humans to find our way back, I believe, or perceive to God, to spirit. And oftentimes, maybe always, we're ultimately our own worst enemy. We talk about the enemy.
You're right.
Our beliefs, our limited beliefs or beliefs we've adopted, we don't even realize how we're sabotaging ourselves on our journey home to God. And then we blame others. That's another, I think, the victim state of consciousness or victim mentality can keep us from, let's say, overcoming those patterns. Because it is about personal responsibility, is it not? If we are created in God's image or a divine spark of God, then we have the ability of co-creation, like you described, in terms of the experience with Christ in that regard. And I think of all of these things in learning of the enemy, too. This is an interesting thing when we talk in politics, you know, you hate the Democrats, you hate the Republicans, on and on it goes. And we find out that when surveyed, people are like, nah, I don't really want to do harm to the people. I believe differently, but people are more inclined to get along. It's just when these other people that don't have enough time with their own problems start trying to control everybody else. And I think I'm a peaceful, loving guy, but there's a point at which I've got to stand up for myself. And just praying for peace is not enough, that we have to be willing to stand in the
come
gap.
Come on now.
Well,
speak it. Come on. Speak it. That's the truth. That is truth
because
you've
got
to put some action behind it. I mean, you need to. We are here in this 3D world. Praying is good, but loving people, bring them in a hot meal. If this isn't okay, I mean, I've told people, I'm just going to say, look, my opinion, I heard Jesus said no, and I have been anti from day one. And the thing is, I've had people tell, I'm like, no, doctors, no, no.
Yeah, exactly. Because look at the people that are, you know, self-proclaimed. I mean, they love God. They're spiritual or religious people, and they claim to be, you know, whatever they claim to be. But then they get out in the world, and suddenly there's a fear message that overwhelms the faith that they claim they have, and then they're going to run out and get a genetic modification, an injection that alters DNA protein synthesis to produce something that man created, not God. And I'm like,
okay, come on, you're doing it again. This is the Robert Scott Ministry Show. That is truth. I mean, this is the thing that people have given their power away to people that want to hurt you. And you know, I hate to say it, it took me a long time most of my life, but not everybody tells the truth. You have to feel it energetically. If you have any inkling of doubt someone is not telling you the truth, you need to put them through the test. Even Jesus says that. And so we need to follow what's in our heart, and we need to walk very closely with God and Christ and with our birthright while we're here. We are spiritual, powerful beings in God. He didn't make a mistake by putting us here right now. He put us here because we have a divine right to move forward and to make a difference in this world. Every person, even if it's just their smile, even if it's the person that's just, you know, helping babysit someone that's a senior or walking the dogs. It doesn't matter. It all matters. And if we walk in a true love, Christ love vibration, and I know that sounds hippy dippy, but seriously, if you bring it in your heart and really walk like that and try, and I mean, don't like, oh, let me try to do it, but just surrender and just say, come on in and just fill me with the love of the reason where it is in heaven. That's my birthright, and you walk it. No person should ever give you fear, because we don't, first of all, really die. And the only person I care about is God. Anyone else can take a hike.
Well,
that's the only one I answer to is God.
Well, yeah, we also realize that I think one of the great deceptions are those that try to convince us that we are not of God, that we are not of creation, that we are something less than who we really are, because that steals our power, or
that's
it convinces us in reality to give that power away to somebody else who will use it mm-hmm. to enslave us, right? And so I liken this journey, of course, as we're observing people of faith in this crisis of the last couple of plus years now. How much faith do you really have? Do you put your faith in man and medicine, or do you put your faith in something far higher and greater and deeper? And you had mentioned a quote to me you got in one of your sessions or medium challenges or chat, or what we say, travels, I don't know, about the V word. And I thought it was a
that's
great,
what we're talking about.
Yeah. Would you be willing to share that with the audience?
Oh, you mean about my channel message from Jesus?
Yes.
What I just said? Okay.
Yes.
So in March of 2020, okay, so I can't, okay, this is for everybody. Okay, don't tell everybody, just
don't
your audience.
Right.
Okay, just the audience. Okay, so my sister and I took my mother, who turned 75, on a disco cruise. You know, she loved that. So we got off the disco cruise February 2020, and I was very sick, but no one knew what was going on, but people from China and everywhere on that boat. And I was like, my God, I think I've got pneumonia. This is a horrible flu. I'm really glad I didn't know what it was. Anyway, I have natural immunity, but that's not why I didn't take it. It's because my soul said no, and I say no, and I'm in charge of my body, and that's that.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Scott Bell Show.
So, but anyway, we came back and Jesus said, it was March 17th, 2020. He said, I want you to carry my messages. And I went, what? And I went, publicly? No. And then he asked me again. It was like a day later. And I said, no, I really don't feel comfortable with that because I can hear it now. And he's like, okay. So he asked me again and he said, are you more worried about what people think or what I think? I said, well, definitely you. So I'm going to say yes. So I was a nervous wreck. Seriously, I had my hair fall out for a while doing this. It was from March to July. And they're all up there. They're free under ChristAcademyOfLove.com. They're all free and to look at. And so he did answer that. And I didn't know it because it didn't even come up then, the V word.
Right.
And it came up and he said no. And it came up as a channel message. He used to wake me up in the middle of the night for 2 hours and I'd write. And then he said, okay, because I was losing my hair. And he said, okay, we don't need to do that. Just sit in a comfortable chair and during the day and when you're ready, I'll just talk to you. He said, really? And he didn't even correct the words. He goes, no, I didn't say that. And he'd go back. I can hear. He'd like to talk to everybody, but see, I've been working on hearing spirit for a long time. So he said, there's no greater, V than my father's sovereign power and grace.
I'm going to say it so you don't have to get in trouble. There's no greater vaccination than my father's
sovereign power and grace.
Yeah. That goes to the heart of what I try to bring up as well on my show, whether you believe it as a medical argument or not, or an immunological, but as a spiritual argument, that you would rely on the arrogance of men who alter the genetic integrity of God's children rather than.
God.
And I'm not condemning anybody. Don't get me wrong, Tamara. I'm not condemning the people that took the jab. I have compassion and grace.
Oh, no.
And I think God forgives
everything.
I know
a lot of people that have, of course.
And we want to help them in any way we can. I'm learning all the time about ways to do it. I think a lot of people are waking up and regretting the decision. They weren't warned, whether it was by any of us. But the message coming in from above or within. Now, long before there was the COVID craziness, there were many moms that I talked to on this show who were taking their children like dutiful moms to the pediatrician. And the pediatrician says, you need to get these shots and these shots and these shots. And the intuition or the gut was telling them, no, don't do it, don't do it. And the overwhelming authoritarian nature of medicine, which is not very natural,
overwhelmed their mother's intuition, and their child ended up injured or killed or on the autism spectrum. And so this is an age-old dilemma. You know, where do you get your, I call it my marching orders. I get them from God, not government. Now, that's maybe an oversimplification, but I mean that as well as medical man. And even medical man can do things that are of God, I believe, like life-saving interventions. But I also say, if you go to a surgeon who's the best surgeon in the world that has no faith or belief in a creator or God, I'm thinking, I'm going to find a surgeon that does, because who knows in that procedure, if they get a message that they'll ignore that says, even though you always do it this way, in this case, it would kill the patient, do it this way. And instead of listening, they would go, that's just weird talk, and I'm going to do it the way I was trained. And so my point is always being connected to the voice of spirit or God to be directed at any moment. If even everything you know and been trained to do in this one moment, you're getting the message, no, don't do it that way. Who's going to listen? Someone who's practiced and has faith, or someone who is so easily swayed and abandoned by the mind and the mind games and the tricks that are played? So I talk about these things and how we can exercise spiritually to learn the language so we don't end up making decisions that are harmful to ourselves or others.
Well, it's not easy bucking the system, but so what? Being here is not easy. But this is what the one, you know what it is right now? I never thought I'd see the day. I sound like an old person. I never thought I'd see the day, but I didn't. That we have medical fascism, and there are people that knew what was in there way before any of us knew, that either you had it or you didn't. It was a lie to everybody. And we've all, whether we took it or not, had loved ones that have, and we're in this together. It's horrible. And the fact is that when some found out, they still, even though they took the oath never to harm, they still wanted to make sure, because they kept their medical license. Instead, they harm others. And now, I don't trust them. I tell you what, I'm getting Teslas coming through a lot to me at night in my dreams. And he's going, hey, how's it going? I don't even know Tesla. Like, I didn't even, I'm like, are you Tesla? I didn't study you in high school. But he's been coming through a year and a half. And he said, energy should be free. There's something that you can use, this bioluminescent UV lighting that can light up your entire body, get rid, clear it through your DNA, and get rid of parasites and everything in there. And I said, well, this bright light, does it, is it enhanced if you pray with it? And he goes, well, of course it is. And and he's trying to give us solutions. And he said, you can make it. It's like a tanning bed. He said, it's very inexpensive. You can make it.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.